This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Yes, sir. Here we are. Welcome to a Tuesday evening. Trevor Harris and myself. And wow, it is a big weekend. Larry Bluestein with you up until 9 o'clock this evening. And round two of the state high school football playoffs. And now things will be getting interesting over the next couple of weeks. This week, the region semifinals in all classes. Then we have a few of the other, which I call NIT. It's teams that were added that didn't make the playoffs but still wanted to play. Yeah. No, I don't take it away from anybody, but as you know, it's a little too much, you know, because now the concentration pretty much, I mean, they have that the rural division games that will be played in a different week than the state championship games the week before. So that will be up at the Villages, which is north of Orlando, south of Ocala, Gainesville area. But the one that we're concentrating on down here will be the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th of December at Pitbull Stadium at FIU, on the campus of FIU, where we have in our listening area four defending state champions. 1A Chaminade, 3A Northwestern, 4A American Heritage, and then 5A Chaminade, I mean, St. Thomas Aquinas. And then now with our expanded coverage into Palm Beach County, we have West Boca Raton at 6A. Do these teams have a chance of repeating? Teams are getting better statewide. I know we put focus on South Florida a lot, and rightfully so, because a lot of talent comes out of this area every year. But they play football in Jacksonville, and they play football in Tampa, St. Pete, and Orlando, and in the Panhandle. And we're going to probably find that out this year more so than ever, because the gap in a lot of places is closing. Obviously, I still believe that 3A, Class 3A, comes down to the meeting, not this week, but perhaps next week between Miami Northwestern and Miami Central in a region final game. Should be the state championship game, but you know what? That's the way it is sometimes. You know, I mean, if you follow wrestling, it happens sometimes in wrestling where oftentimes two of the best in the weight class are paired off in the semifinals. So that happens. And in football, especially when you have a majority of the teams from the South, then that's going to happen a lot. But Chaminade will have Miami Edison this week, which should be an interesting game because Edison's a lot better than the team that Chaminade beat 56-6. But Chaminade has, as they say, bigger fish to fry. They've won nine and they've gone to the state championship game 9 years in a row. Unheard of. Just freaking unheard of. Trying to get to their 10th consecutive under head coach Damian Jones, who we had on a couple weeks ago. And 2A seems to be wide open a little bit. I mean, you know, you have LaSalle, Immaculata LaSalle from Miami, undefeated at 11-0. And then you have Cardinal Gibbons up in the north end of the area, which could be a region final. Could be. Cardinal Gibbons has to play Miami Killian this week, and LaSalle has a rematch with Ransom Everglades. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to head coach Johan Betancourt from Ransom Everglades. That's a, you don't understand. I mean, you get schools that these private schools that are not known usually for football to advance to round two of the state football playoffs. It's only happened twice in Ransom's history. So we'll talk about that. They'll face off for the second time this year. They beat LaSalle beat them the first time. Close game. 3A, like I said, I you know, nothing against our friends over at Naples Lately High School or down in Key West, but Central and Northwestern seem to be on that collision course a week from this Friday. Right after Thanksgiving, which but with a bunch of other really good games that week too in 3A. And then 4A, obviously, have defending state champion American Heritage Plantation, which is 5-5. We're going to talk to Mike Smith this evening, the head coach, about that. But he's had a great schedule, and he's got a lot of injuries that he's overcome. So but they start playing a little bit. They'll host Plantation. They played them already this year. I was at that game. Crappy conditions up in Plantation. But they have a rematch in the what they call the region semifinals. And then in 5A, hey, you know what? Has anybody can believe what St. Thomas Aquinas does year in and year out? Going to get tested a little bit this year, but we say that every year. The Raiders are six-time defending state champions. Six-time. Pretty impressive. Looking for a seventh consecutive trip. They will be playing Coconut Creek. They've done a really good job, the Cougars have this year. Do they have enough to beat St. Thomas? It's going to be pretty tough, but you know what? We've doubted them before, and they've come through. But it's a monumental test on Friday up in Fort Lauderdale. And then 6A really gets interesting because Miami Southridge should be the favorite, and they were at the beginning of the year. They have that one loss to Central, and that was in the Greater Miami Athletic Conference week games where they were ahead 20-0 and lost in overtime. But they should be. But you have a game this week up at Cypress Bay between Monarch and West Broward. Both teams are really good, and both teams are well-tested, playing really good teams throughout the year, not just local, but national teams. So they may have something to say about it. Our friends at West Boca Raton, the defending state champions, may have a little bit to say about it too. So, I mean, and that's going to be an interesting 6A. And then 7A is up for grabs. I mean, and I told you last week, and people laughed at me a couple weeks ago when Christopher Columbus, a team that I don't ever remember having a losing record, and I've been doing this for a long, long, long time, came into last week's first round of the state playoffs with a 3-7 record. And Coach Dave Dunn and the Explorers go up to Palm Beach County and beat Santa Lucius. And now they will play the number one seed, a team that they lost to earlier in the year, Miami Palmetto, this Friday. And then from there, who knows? Ariel Cubero and Barbara Goldman, we're going to have Coach on in about 7:35 this evening. They're going up to Palm Beach to play Spanish River. So if they come out, they can make the region finals. First time in school history. So there's a lot going on. And meanwhile, recruiting. Because remember, as soon as the state championships are finished, the very next week is National Signing Day. And a lot of these players will go into that state championship round or that last week, finished with high school, on their way to college in the first week of January. It's a majority now. A lot more schools are allowing that to happen as long as you declare early enough to let them know, I believe, at private schools, that so they don't figure in your last semester in the tuition. So that's the decision of a lifetime in many cases. And I'd probably overblow that now because you could be one place one year and another the next without any repercussions. But it still is a decent opportunity to start your collegiate career off because here you are in high school. Look at Malachi Tony. He even jumped the shark a year earlier. He should still be in high school. He should still be in his final stretch before he goes away to college. And he's already ending his freshman year and probably as successful a freshman year as anybody in the country. Go ahead, find somebody else that's done as much for their program as Malachi Tony, with the way he's done it, with the work ethic, with the everything that goes into it. I mean, 17 years old to start the year out, and you're hanging out with 22, 23, and in some cases, 24-year-old men. So you grow up quick in these days, and I've seen it. I've seen it in female sports as well. You know, I mean, some high schools are that K through 12 variety, and especially the private schools. So that means if an athlete is good enough, and I've seen it covering girls softball before, where you'll have a 6th, 7th grader on the same team as an 18-year-old senior. Huh. Conversations are really different at those ages. Much different. And, you've been brought up in a way that you kind of ignore all the air quotes grown-up talk, or you learn fast. Because I can tell you right now that young ladies at 17, 18 years old are not having the conversations that the 13-year-olds are having. I could almost 100% guarantee that. And it's happening at other, you know, it happens in high school football and other sports as well. But that's where we're at. You know, I mean, it's crazy because now, especially in South Florida, freshmen, let's say it's the 9th through 12th variety, are ready to play as soon as they get into high school. I mean, they're ready to play because if they come out of youth football, you know how competitive the youth football is down here in South Florida. From the Palm Beaches right down through the Keys. I mean, it's monster time. These kids have ice water in their blood or in their veins or somewhere. And yeah, they're ready to play. And and people don't take into account, like I just said, you know, when you're in a situation where, you know, from a maturity standpoint, they just know that 13-year-old kid can run a 4.5 and get away from you or make a tackle. So yeah, and that's what I'm saying as far as the maturity. You know, it's just, I mean, you know, anybody could play, but think about this. Think about when you're 17 years old to go to college and all of a sudden you're on your own for the most part. Mom and dad aren't there. Big brother, big sister aren't there telling you, you know, pick this up, eat then, don't do that, don't do this. You're starting to make your own decisions. I mean, we've all done it. You know, some people can handle a lot better than others, but you get in an environment, like especially a college, but if you're on a sports team, it becomes probably more of a fraternity where everybody looks out for one another. Coaches do. They're like your parents away from home. Because imagine coming from California at 18 years old to go to Florida. Now, I did it and went to the West Coast into Nevada. And obviously you get homesick, you know, but if you're a member of a team, that homesickness kind of eases quite a bit because you're always busy and you got other guys around you and, you know, and they're taking you to whatever in the off season. I'm sure you're being introduced to, you know, some parties and things like that. And then during the season, you got, you know, around the clock, something, film watching, you know, weightlifting, making sure that you're watching film around, you know, the opponent. And yeah, so it's, and then you got classwork. May I add that in there as I used to add that in there first, but when a lot of these kids went on their visits, you know, yeah, it's great to see the gymnasium and the weight room and the football field. But back in the day, you kind of wanted to know what that college had to offer as far as academics. Yeah, not so much anymore for everybody. For some, it still remains. But when you want to take business classes or be business and you're not even at the school long enough to do that. Yeah, this is a whole different environment in which we live in these days. I'm glad you could be with us this evening up until 9 o'clock. Really good show. All high school oriented. About 8:35, we'll talk to head coach Mike Smith from defending state champion American Heritage Plantation. At 8:25, Coach Rudy Trevino, the head coach at Miami Killian. Boy, he's done a great job. The Cougars are 8-2. As they will get set to go up to Fort Lauderdale to play Cardinal Gibbons. At 8:05, our good friend Brandon Odoi from Football Hotbed will talk and break down some of the, you know, the games. And we'll get in his head a little bit and ask him who he thinks, who's going to emerge from South Florida. About 7:50, we go up into Palm Beach County. Our listeners up there are just amazing and always tell us that when we're up at any game. But Coach Jimmy Robertson, the head coach at St. Andrews in Boca Raton, they're 10-1, and they'll be here on Thursday to play True North Classical Academy in Miami at Tropical Park. We'll talk to Jimmy around 7:50. At 7:35, Coach Ariel Cribero, the head coach at Barbara Goldman High School right there in Miami Lakes. The Gators are in the second round of the state playoffs. They come up with a big win on Saturday. They'll be up in Palm Beach County to play Spanish River, another upstart team. I mean, they've been around a while, but they've never been known for football, but they're doing a great job as well. And about 7:25, when we come back in a few minutes, Coach Johan Betancourt, he's the head coach at Ransom Everglades. If you've ever seen that school, down in the Coconut Grove area. As the kids would say, they don't play. I mean, that's a beautiful campus, right on the bay. But they play football, and they've done a great job this year. And we'll talk to Coach Betancourt as far as that goes as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk high school football playoffs. Coach Johan Betancourt from Ransom Everglades and Coach Ariel Cabrero from Barbara Goldman High School are next.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Larry Glusey and Trevor Harris taking you up until 9 o'clock. Glad you could be with us. It's a look at all the state championship run tonight, especially our South Florida teams. And one of the programs that I'll tell you what, I mean, they've kind of defied that logic of, you know, hey, they're not supposed to be here in football. You know, don't they play great lacrosse? Don't they play great soccer? But I'll tell you what, Ransom Everglades right there in beautiful Coconut Grove is moving on to the region semifinal this Friday evening when, for the second time this year, they will be taking on Miami's Immaculata LaSalle. Head coach Johan Betancourt has done a tremendous job with the Raiders. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations for, I believe it's the second time in school history that you guys made it to the second round.
Hey, Blue. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to be on the show. But, yeah, it's the second time in school history making it to the second round. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, man. Talk about this. I mean, you know, a lot of people figured, hey, what the heck, you know, Neiman Lawrence leaves, a couple of other kids graduate, this team's not supposed to be where they're at, but you guys have played extremely well this year, and even in your first meeting against LaSalle, it was a 21-17 game. Talk about this program that basically nobody knows anything about.
Yeah, so the program is a bunch of kids, you know. We're known for our education, but a hardworking group of young men. And biggest accomplishment is building a coaching staff that, you know, cares and has a passion to teach and cares about the game. And these kids come out and work hard every day.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. I mean, even Ivy League school, the pinnacle of education, they always look for balance. You have the Harvard-Yale game, which is probably the biggest happening, of the year. So why not Ransom Everglades? Talk about the administration, exactly. Because that's where it all begins, your support from the administration. Obviously, 100%. You're the athletic department. Talk about that, because I think that's so important, and I see it, you know, having covered this for so long, I see it at other schools like Gulliver. I see it at American Heritage, schools that, you know, obviously stretch education and have a, you know, pretty good following and a pretty good graduation rate of where their, you know, graduates have gone. But talk about how this administration has accepted the balance and how they promote and the kids and support the kids.
Well, they've been very supportive since day one. You know, they've made sure, you know, this is my first year as a head coach there, and they brought me in and expectations to, you know, lead them on the field. And the same way they get led in the classroom is just to have expectations for them to become winners.
But you've been down this road before. You've been at a like-minded type of school before. So you kind of know what the expectations are. Obviously, you know, first and foremost is getting a degree and you know down the line and getting an education and putting these young men and young women in a position being a school getting ready for college. But at the same time, you guys, I mean, this is not – football's not the only sport that this program – that this school – excels in. I mean, this is a pretty good academic athletic school, and you have a lot of talent. Talk about that. Talk about the talent, because I know I've seen guys like young kids like Colton Smith, a sophomore who came to our camp last summer or last January up in Orlando, and Juan Velasco and Noah Alcee. Talk about some of these young men that are getting it done every week.
Oh, man, they show up to practice every day and, you know, just become leaders on the field and off the field. You know, we got a bunch of underclassmen. You know, we got our leader on the offense, which is Matt, our quarterback, his sophomore, transferred over from Palmer. You know, we got seniors on the line, Edwin Carr, Jackson Crowley, you know, just the guys that get down and dirty and people don't really recognize at times. But, yeah, man, we have talent everywhere, and it's not seen because of the school we're at, but these kids are working and putting a name out for themselves, and, you know, so, yeah.
I mean, in that, when you look at some of the players that you mentioned, plus you add in a lot of the young kids who are the future for this program and who are getting led by not only a great coaching staff and by yourself, but there's like you mentioned, there's some seniors on this program that have been there before. I know Edwin Carr and Charles Holloman and guys like that who are seniors, they show leadership. Talk about the leadership, because it's needed when you have so many young players.
Our leadership is big, especially coming from our linebacker / running back, Jack McCarron. You know, he's one of our most vocal leaders, and on the field, he leaves it all on the field, and he's going to, same way he preaches it, he'll show it. And but, yeah, we got Rowley, Jackson, Edwin, Jack McCarron, a couple of good group of guys, Juan Velasco, yeah. Enrique Macias, yeah, so.
Yeah, and then, like you said, a quarterback in Matthew Guevara, who has done a great job as a sophomore, somebody who's led this team. Obviously, you go into this game knowing this team. You played them before. It was a 21-17 game before. Talk about this matchup, because you guys have won five in a row. to get to this point. So obviously you're since that loss, you had back-to-back losses, obviously to Westminster and then to LaSalle. But since that loss, you guys have gone 5-0. You've had three shutouts. Talk about what the last five games have meant going into this game.
Oh man, it's meant a lot. You know, just to get back into the playoff picture and come into round one and get the win, and just the kids believing and just seeing it, getting the taste of it, and just, going every day, working harder and harder in practice and having our coaches push them to their limits and, just showing them, that it's just not about other schools that are out there. It's just how much work you put in is what you're going to get the outcome.
Yeah, no doubt. Johan Betancourt joins us, head coach at Ransom Everglades in Miami. They go into the region semifinal on Friday at LaSalle for the second time this year. A lot of confidence in this program, certainly a mix of youth and veteran. What about as far as the administration? We talked about them. What about the student body? Are they excited? They come out to the games. Do they support you?
They're excited. They're getting that taste of, the football program winning. So they're, walking around the hallways is pretty awesome. Just saying, hey, we're going to show up, support our classmates and our team, and, just wishing us the best of luck and,
Yeah. Any pep rally scheduled? Do you have anything on Friday morning, Friday? Anything going to get the team a little bit more hyped? Or
they got something scheduled. They got something scheduled on Thursday afternoon. So.
Okay. Yeah. And I know they wear uniforms, but are they allowed to wear like their jerseys, or do they wear shirts and ties on game day? Because I know you guys already wear uniforms.
Correct. It depends on Friday. It depends what type of feeling coaches are feeling. We have them wear a tie, or if not, just the school team polo or game jersey.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations. Well deserved. You guys,
thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Put together a five-game winning streak going into Friday. It's a big game. The winner will get either Miami Killian or Cardinal Gibbons, and certainly I know you guys are optimistic. And best of luck this week, and hopefully we'll talk next week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Coach Johan Betancourt, head coach at Ransom Everglades in Miami, and certainly that job is not easy. I mean, and any coach will tell you that, when you – coach at a private school, especially one like that, that is like academic oriented, and doctors, well, not to say that doctors and lawyers don't come out of other schools, but I think that the rate of Fortune 500 people come out of that program. But wow, what a thrill for everybody involved, and certainly the alumni. Maybe they'll go out and support them this week. It's going to be a big game. LaSalle's had a tremendous year. They're undefeated at 11-0. Somebody knows about an uphill climb as our next guest. He definitely understands what it is to kind of go against the grain when building a program. He's done that. It's his alma mater. He's done it from scratch. They are into the second round. Big win on Saturday against South Dade, Barbara Goldman High School, Miami Lakes, and head coach Ariel Cabrero, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. And if anybody knows what it is to build and go against the grain, it's you.
Larry, thank you for having me on. Listen, that's Goldman right there and there, man. It really is about taking a year-to-year approach and just building it and finding ways to find a way to compete in South Florida with the talent level that is here. And Goldman's not easy. It's not easy to win there. There's no youth football programs in our vicinity. So everything that we have to build from scratch. So it's definitely been a challenge, but it's been a rewarding challenge.
And you did it the right way. I mean, you started out, you got the independent going, you got some interest, you won games, you found out, that, hey, listen, we have athletes at this school. Maybe they just didn't want to come out because maybe our football team had a negative, connotation with it. But now, I mean, after playing competitive football year in and year out now, you're in the mix with everybody. having a big win over South Dade. I mean, how many times has this program been to the second round of the state playoffs like that?
So this is just our second time. The other time was 2004. I was on that team. You know, we won the district and we beat Miami High in the first round and lost to Killian, who was the eventual state champ. So this is just the second time that we do it. Yeah. You know, we felt like last year we should have made it, and we unfortunately dropped that game. But our kids came hungry this year. You know, we are exactly where we thought we would be, you know, going all the way back to January when we started this whole season.
Right. I saw you in the Carroll City game, a game that obviously you should have won. You were ahead in the last and the final seconds of the game. But after that, you put together a string of three. You beat Taravella, beat a good pace team, which was also a playoff team. And then last week, beating the South Dade team, obviously they're on the way back up as well. They're building as well. You take a look at this season, and this is a year where obviously you have a good core of seniors on this team that you felt, hey, listen, you know, we can make a run. We've got some leaders. You know, you've got some play. You know, obviously Darryl Bell is a guy that everybody knows about, FSU commitment. But there's more to this team. And that's the one thing that a lot of people couldn't understand, that, well, how is Goldman just winning with one player? But you guys have really built up. And then when I saw you, you know, in that game, you know, against the Carroll City and watched you during the off season, I looked at your line and I looked at the other receivers and I looked at your quarterback and I looked at the players, and you guys have developed some pretty decent talent. Talk about that, because, you know, last year, obviously you lost your starting quarterback, but then here comes Timothy Potts and he does a tremendous job, you know, just a junior, a kid that comes in there and takes the first couple of weeks by storm. And then you have other kids, you know, I know that KJ Bellamore Jr., the young sophomore kid who's just a beast, Darryl's brother. But you have more to this team. Talk about this program and how everybody came together, because I know you have a lot of support. I see your parents almost everywhere. They've gotten involved to a point. So you have the support. You know, other teams have to, you know, kind of beg the administration or look the parents and say, hey, come on, we need you. But you guys kind of built that up to the point where you may have one of the larger followings of any programs as far as parental support and administration than anybody.
Sure. I think it's definitely, you know, through the leadership of our principal, you know, Dr. Sanchez, that, you know, when you come to Goldman, you know, when you choose ninth grade year to go to Goldman, we're magnet school, you know, you're choosing not just athletics, you're choosing academics, you know, you're choosing a really good environment for your child. And I think that that has grown, you know, we really kind of really turned it around in 2019, that first year in the independent league, and that's grown. You know, we've been able to put kids into college. I think word gets out there. You know, I think parents around the county look at us now and say, wow, that's a viable place to take my son. For not only just football, but just to get an education, you know, and you mentioned some of the younger guys in our program. And listen, Darryl Bell is a massive part of what we do, but he's not the only one. You know, we have, you know, Adrian Morales, he's committed to the Air Force Academy, a senior. You mentioned Kenny Bellamore. He's all over the field, you know, as a linebacker, as a running back, special teams, you know, he will do anything. He came up to me today in practice and he goes, coach, if you need a kicker, I'm here, let's kick. So he's all over the field. Timmy Potts, our quarterback, who's really, you know, taken really this air raid offense that we have by storm. You know, we started off really well. We dipped down. We had some key injuries in our receiving core, you know, and really the turning point for us really has been kind of that halftime of that Carroll City game. You know, where we were down 20 to nothing, and we stormed all the way back, and we were up and unfortunately lost. But ever since then, you know, our team has been playing loose, has been having, they've been really enjoying playing football every Friday night.
All right. And you have balance on the offense, and certainly between your running game with Kerry Love Laidler, who's done a great job, and then, you know, Darryl at the beginning of the year, and then obviously a passing game. And as you mentioned, receiving wise, I mean, you have some pretty good receivers that have stepped up throughout the entire year. The kid Easterling has done a tremendous job, you know, as well as others. What about defensively? Because that's a point, you know, like you said, you know, during the year, you know, I mean, you had some games, especially early on, you know, where you were giving up points, but then you went through this little Hialeah Gardens, Cypress Bay little run where you yielded just 3 points. Talk about the defense, because they looked like they came alive in the latter part of the game. I mean, you know, South Dade has, people don't realize, even though they're down a little, but they still have athletes.
They were very explosive. If South Dade is down, even on a down year, they're going to have explosive athletes all over the field. Right. But defensively, we've had some young guys that kind of just stepped into roles as the season went on. You know, we got 2 sophomores starting, Yaquez Jones and David Veras. Both of those guys were JV guys, program guys that we've developed. And really, it took them a few weeks to really get going. You know, our secondary, we got Frankie Sosa, a 26 athlete, you know, another one of those that he's all over the field. You know, and also a 27 corner, Isaac Pena, who's really stepped up. You know, and then you have also Frankly Desir. He's played a little bit of corner, you know, outside linebacker for us. He's kind of our utility guy defensively. He's all over the field. So, you know, those guys have really come together schematically. You know, our coordinator, Dennis Wilson, he's been around forever. Right. You know, he knows how to put together a defense. And, you know, it took us a little bit of time to really get going. But that's part of it, you know, and it's a year-long thing, right? We start with the bare basics in spring, then we go to the Kaiser camp, you know, we really get good at our fundamentals, you know, and then week to week, we look at where our weaknesses are and we work on them.
Right, no doubt. Coach Ariel Cabrero, the head coach at Barber-Goldman High School, and this week.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spanish River this Friday, 6:30 start up in Palm Beach County. A team kind of similar to yours in the fact that, you know, that they haven't really been this far before very much. And they are well coached, and they've done a lot of good stuff. What do you know about them?
So just from film study, I mean, look, it's an extremely well-coached football team with some great athletes on both sides of the ball. You know, they've done a phenomenal job this season, you know, and they've competed in every single game. So we look forward to the challenge. You know, we look forward to this game. I think going up there, you know, and playing it at their turf, it's going to be a battle. You know, we've prepared our guys for it, you know, and and you just see it. You see it on film. They're not just relying on athleticism. They're very well coached schematically on both sides of the ball. So, yeah. You know, we're really looking forward to this trip.
Good stuff. Coach, can't thank you enough. As always, great job. Kind of feel like I've been there from the beginning with you guys.
Absolutely.
And watching you. And best of luck this week. Hopefully we can talk next week.
Absolutely. Thank you always for your support, Larry. Take care.
Good stuff. Coach Ariel Cribero, the head coach at Barbara Goldman High School. Great guy. Great team. I'll tell you what. I mean, this is not an inner city school, guys. This is not one of those programs where you roll it out and the kids come. I mean, you know, they have to work hard to get their kids to go to school there. And as he said, it's a magnet school. So most of the students are going there for, you know, something other than just to be there from 7:30 to 2:30 every day. So, done a great job. They play Spanish River up in Boca Raton at 6:30. Remember, 6:30 start up in Palm Beach County. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we take a trip up into Palm Beach County. Boca Raton, St. Andrews, 10-1. We'll be in Miami on Thursday evening. Coach Jimmy Robertson will join us after this.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris taking you up until 9 o'clock. Glad you could be with us. This is a total show dedicated this evening to high school state playoffs. And we have some really good second-round games, state playoff contests that are quarterfinals in the region. And one of the exciting ones this week is going to be played on Thursday, kind of kicks things off to start the second week, is I think one of the most underrated games of the second round, maybe statewide. A really good St. Andrews team from Boca Raton, 10-1 on the season against True North Academy of Miami, coming in at 9-2. Head coach Jimmy Robertson from St. Andrews Academy has done a tremendous job in his time there, building a really, really good program. A lot of talent. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on getting around two.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be on the show. Great to hear from you.
District champions, one loss this year to Calvary. Other than that, you guys have played lights out, especially down the stretch with some big wins, beating Carroll, a team that's not ever easy to prepare for because of their offense, their wing T type of offense, beating a good Benjamin team, beating Gulliver Prep, another program that advanced to the state playoffs as well. Talk about this team and the makeup of this team, because I know I see you guys at a lot of events. I see you at 7-on-7s, I see at camps and such, and you guys always seem to be, you know, that team, strong offensively, really well coached defensively. Talk about this program.
It's just the culture that we built. You know, I'm in my 10th year right now. It starts off with the kids and the coaches. We got really great kids at St. Andrews that buy into the system, you know, that understand what we're trying to accomplish. I'm blessed to have a great coaching staff that understands the type of school that we are, the type of kids that we have, and we find ways to win. And obviously consistency has been huge for us the last few years.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, and you talk just like, you know, we talked earlier with Johan Betancourt from Ransom Everglades. I mean, let's not mince words. That school, both schools, are education-minded schools. They're the owners of the schools are, you know, all about advancing these kids to the next level, you know, to Ivy Leagues, to Patriot Leagues, to the working world, obviously, to businesses. Talk about how you create the balance there, because that's not always easy, because you have to have an athletic-minded administration, obviously, and you have to have people who really want that balance, like an Ivy League type of school.
Absolutely. I mean, when I took this job, I knew that we had to get as many athletes that were in the school to come out to play football. My goal goal still is to, you know, make St. Andrews that the Notre Dame, the Stanford, the Ivy League of college football. You know, education's got to be important to you. You got to be a good kid. You got to have a great family. You got to be a great athlete. You find those kids, which are out there, you know, those are the kids that we try to attract. And obviously, as you can see over the years, we've been building that. You know, we're trying to attract the best of the best at St. Andrews on and off the field. And, you know, being in South Florida, that's hard. You know, you've got to find that well-rounded kid. That's the mission of our school. And it's hard, but you know what? It's rewarding. And going out there and coaching and every day of the week and Friday nights, winning with those kids, it's life-changing, to be honest.
Yeah, no doubt. And this school is not without its stars. We have Dylan Faison, obviously, going to Notre Dame. Another, like his brother, who was at Pinecrest and went to Notre Dame for lacrosse, but he also happens to play football pretty good. Wesley Wynn, who is a junior, one of the top kids, perhaps maybe in the state of Florida. You have guys like that to start with. But there's other talented kids on this. The Remy D'Orsi young man is just – he's a beast. He knows how to find the end zone. I believe he leads Palm Beach County in scoring with 16 touchdowns. Defensively, you have kids all over the field. Talk about these young men that we don't hear much about, and Jack Williams, who's had a tremendous year at quarterback.
Yeah, and also, you know, we have a 6'5", 225 tight end that's committed to Colgate, Quinn Connors. You know, those are the guys that their names are in the paper, but it's the guys up front. It's our offense and defensive line where I think our strength of our team is. The guys that don't get their names in the paper, don't have the stats, but we're 10-1 because of those guys up front. You know, leading the way, we have Madu Diallo, we have Laz Lima, you know, we have Aaron Maurer, who's our starting right tackle, our captain, 4-year starter, Jordan Mortis, you know, Chris D'Angelo, another 2-year captain, 4-year starter for us. Those are the guys that are winning us the games. Those are the guys that we need to win those big games. And obviously we're blessed to have them and they're committed to the program. Those are the guys that I'm excited for.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Jimmy Robertson joins us, head coach at St. Andrews, Boca Raton. They'll be in action on Thursday evening at True North Academy. And you talk about some of those players, you know, the Quinn Connors and a lot of these seniors. They're like coaches on the field. They help you out because you have a lot of younger players. You have a strong group of underclassmen. How beneficial have these seniors been with their leadership as well?
It's just different because a lot of the kids come through the lower school and come through the middle school. You know, I had the opportunity of being here for 10 years, knowing these kids since they were in third and fourth grade, to be honest, building that relationship with them, building that trust with them and their family. It goes a long way. You know, there's not many programs in the area that, one, have a coach that's been on their head coach for 10 years, two, have the opportunity to see these guys develop, you know, since the lower school and the middle school. That's why the senior class is very special. Same thing with our junior class. You know, all these guys, there's a handful of them that been at St. Andrews for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. That's what makes us different. And that's what makes our culture strong.
Yeah, no doubt. And you've won 32 games over the last 4 years, which isn't terrible. I mean, and it gives a lot of these players an opportunity, you know, especially at a school like that, to be kind of close-knit. And I know that a lot of them play a couple of sports, and then they have a class load that they have to worry about as well. Administrative support, and you know, Coach, is just amazing, and it has to be in place. What about as far as the student body? Have they kind of gotten involved this year, knowing here you're district champions again, you're on to the second round of the state playoffs? Are a lot of them going to take buses or take cars down to the game on Thursday?
I sure hope so. You know, it's hard with being a Thursday night. You know, we really hoping that we were going to play on Friday. You know, Thursday night with school, you know, being the next day, especially going down to Miami. But I know a lot of teachers and administrators, and I know our parents are all going to show up for this game.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't thank you enough for joining us. You know, I mean, I admire what you guys do. Like I said, I get a chance to see you at a lot of events, and you guys, you know, you guys stand up against some of the best, you know, in South Florida, and certainly excited to see you guys out there on Thursday. And again, congratulations, and thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for all your support, too.
Good stuff. Coach Jimmy Robertson, the head coach at St. Andrews, in action on Thursday evening down in Miami at Tropical Park against True North Academy. If you're around there, please. It's some really good football. You have two really good football teams in Class 1A. That's going to do it for hour number one. Do not go away. Some great guests. Brandon O'Doy is going to be dropping by in just a few minutes, and we'll kind of break down all the games.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at UHealthSports.com.
Welcome back to hour number two, Larry Bluestein and Trevor Harris on our South Florida High School Sports Show. If you miss anything in hour number one, please, right after the show, go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says podcast, and you'll be able to see hear all of them, whether it's this week or last week or any of the weeks prior. But you'll get a chance to catch up a little bit on this evening. We had some really good guests talking all high school football this evening, all South Florida high school football. And so you get an opportunity in this hour to hear from Mike Smith, the head coach from American Heritage Plantation, around 8:35. And about 8:25, we'll check in with Miami Killian High School, who will be down and up in Fort Lauderdale to play Cardinal Gibbons and Coach Rudy Trevino. But now we turn our attention to probably the entire South Florida picture. Somebody who covers this thing 24/7, 12 months a year, whether it's through the games or his events that he holds, his camps, his everything, his games. Brandon O'Doy does a tremendous job with Football Hop, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time. This is what you and I live for right here, brother.
This is it. Second round. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Got to play.
Yeah, we started off on Thursday night. Miami Central, obviously gearing up for next week. I know we don't like to look ahead, but what the heck. They play Naples Lely, a guy that you and I know very well, Brady Quinn, a quarterback from Lely, who you probably knew him before he was born.
I remember when he was born.
Yeah, certainly we'll visit Trask Powell Stadium to play Miami Central. Obviously, the Rockets are looking forward to the day after Thanksgiving, much like Northwestern is. That's a Region 4 3A game. And at the same time, down at Tropical Park, we just talked to Coach Jimmy Robertson from St. Andrews. They're 10-1. They're heading south to play a True North team that a lot of people haven't seen. But this is if anybody has a positive resume, Brandon, it's them. They've beaten two number one seeds in Archbishop McCarthy and also beat Christopher Columbus. Obviously, he's not a number one seed, but nevertheless, what do you like about that game? Because obviously, a lot of people, this is a game that a lot of people haven't seen either team, but they're both well coached and they both can play football.
Yeah, they've got some really good talented teams. I think with St. Andrews, they just don't have the strength of schedule to be able to come and go blow for blow with True North in this iteration of their team. But they've had a lot of good success. They got a transfer in from California, Wes Wynn. He's a Football Hotbed kid, alumni right. kid. We had him in middle school. He's a Boston College commit. He's going to give them problems. But it's always about Jimmys and Joes when it comes down to this, Blue. And you know that the team usually with the most Division I players, guys that are going to play at the next level, usually has the edge, especially if coaching is a coin flip. And when both teams have it, you usually lean on the team with the most experience who has, you know, gone through the hardest path to get to this point. And that's what I think you're talking about in that True North matchup.
Yeah, no doubt. Friday's games, some interesting ones. Miami Edison, the first time around against Chaminade, lost 56-6. They're talking a big game because they have all these new players since that game, but still, Chaminade's looking for a 10th trip to state. What about that game?
Well, we're not allowed to talk about Coach Luke Campbell's transfers.
I'm not saying
we can't get into any more
trouble for that.
That's completely off limits. But if you just look at the film, you know, Blue, this is a much improved Miami Edison team. Listen, yep. The quarterback is the real deal. That goes without saying. Mr. Clayton is, you know, Illinois is getting a real talent. The question is, can they sustain drives and play disciplined, mistake-free football? Because Chaminade has so much talent, especially with Mr. Cooper. I mean, listen, you could just give him the ball, and this never even becomes a matchup. So it just depends which Chaminade team you see. I have questions about, you know, identity here, what they're going to be going through this playoff push, because I think they're going to get pushed more than they have in recent memory during this playoff run. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach Tyler Tate does offensively and what his ethos is. He's typically a run guy, but he passed a lot against St. Thomas, and I just don't know which version of him we're going to see, and I guess we'll find out on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Two pretty interesting games. A rematch, Ransom Everglades and LaSalle. LaSalle's undefeated 11-0. First game was only 21-17. And then Killian taking a trip up to Cardinal Gibbons. We know that the Chiefs peak this time of year.
What a season for Ransom. You know, first-year head coach come in, you know, push past the playoffs, get their first win in program playoff history. And, you know, LaSalle just has probably a little bit more battle-tested nature, but we don't know. I mean, this is why they play the game. So, and then in that other matchup, man, Cardinal Gibbons and, like you said, Coach Rudy Trevino and Killian, who is really putting it together late. I just don't know with the veteran coaching staff that Coach DeBuck has, that defense by Coach Dave Montiel, the players they've got, you know, these guys are just – they've been there, done that. You know, they've won two championships recently. I just think it's a bit too much when they have to go to Gibbons. But, you know, you never know. Killian could surprise, but I think Gibbons should potentially come out on top.
Yeah, no doubt. 3A, full Region 4, we know it's a rematch, 56-0 first time. Northwestern beat Key West, kind of like a little tune-up for the day after Thanksgiving. So let's move to 4A, where all four district teams are in the Final Four, which is just amazing. That speaks volumes about that district. Norland against Archbishop McCarthy and Plantation against Heritage, both rematches.
That reminds me of the old 16-6A that we had here in District 16-6A that we had when Miami Central and Carroll City and Northwestern were all in the same district together. This is, to me, the strength of South Florida football. And we saw a Plantation team walk into Dillard, very young, come out on top, but they got a lot of help. So this week you're going to see a much more disciplined American Heritage team. Coach Mike Smith, his staff, veterans, been there, done that, coming off a state championship, but they do have some new pieces. And so it just depends on how this game goes early. You know, Plantation last week was able to get up quickly and they held on. If they can do the same thing and put pressure on American Heritage, I like their chances. If they can't, if they make mistakes, if they can't play sound defense, then they're going to be in a little bit of trouble at Heritage. And in the other game, Archbishop McCarthy, we want to know what are they going to do when there is no tomorrow. This New Orleans team has retooled themselves. They're playing Kenton Trey Dobson III at wide receiver in addition to DB. You know, Kai Moore is starting to play much better, but it's all about their run game for Archbishop. And if they can continue to control the ground and run in the playoffs, whoever runs the ball most effectively usually wins. And that's what they've got to do to come out on top.
Yeah, no doubt. A few minutes we have left. Coconut Creek and 5A going to St. Thomas. Creek's had a great year, no doubt. St. Thomas is looking for a seventh straight state championship, which is unfreaking real. And then MacArthur, who, Coach Chop has not taken no for an answer. They go up to Atlantic. We've seen Atlantic. I saw him lose. Against Boca Raton's West Boca, and then I saw him win against Creek in a tight game. I think that MacArthur's got a shot, and I think certainly Creek's got to play their best football.
Coach Juergen has done a great job this season. He's going to be in for a big game against St. Thomas. Won't spend much time on that. But you talked about MacArthur, the upstart Coach Chop Ortega, going to Atlantic and having to play on the road. First-year head coach, you know, new staff, playoff football, they've got the talent to do it. The question is, can they beat Coach Jamel Murray's team? They say culture wins. We're going to find out. Yep, they want to back to St. Thomas.
Yeah, no doubt. 6A, Piper, great season. Again, Quentin Short's done a great job. He does probably more with less than anybody around.
I agree.
They got tough assignment, Southridge. Obviously, Coach Pierre Sinatis is seething after last year. So certainly they're going to be tough. But I think the best game in South Florida is Coconut Creek Monarch against West Broward.
I think it is, too. I think when you talk about, you know, just the electric nature of these players, the key players, Amir Sears for West Broward and the Pascal kid, the young sophomore for Monarch, and throw in Jabari Brady and others, that's going to be an awesome game. I wish I could be in a million places at once on Friday, but it's not possible.
Yeah, West Broward is the type of team, if they don't make mistakes, they've got the talent, and you've seen it, to compete with anybody. They make a lot of mistakes, and they're going to have to cut them down. 7A is really crazy. You have Columbus at 4-7, and Andre Fernandez said something to me about a couple of weeks ago. He said, wouldn't it be crazy if Columbus won the state title at 8-7, but they got to play Palmetto, a team that they lost to the first time around, and that's going to be a really, really good matchup. I don't think either team runs away from either. I've seen them both. I think Columbus, when it comes to this level, Dave Dunn is just a master at getting his team ready.
And that's what it, I think, comes down to. You know, this is going to come down to Manaskow and Dunn, who coaches the best during the week. The talent is similar, a little bit of an edge to Palmetto, but it's Dunn's ability to go deep into the playoffs, especially when he may not have all the talent he needs. It's his coaching. It's his putting things together. I'll go back a few years against Apopka, that two-point conversion he called at Dry Pink Stadium. Truly a gem.
Yeah, no doubt. And Goldman, we just talked to Coach Ariel Cabrera. What a great story there. If they win, they're going to meet the region final. First time in the history of the school. Another coach has done more with less. Obviously, he has, you know, Darryl Bell, who's a beast, and his brother, Kenny. But besides that, he's really kind of manufactured. Spanish River's done a really good job. I can't say that they haven't. Coach has done a tremendous job. What do you like there?
You know what? They've got an opportunity to go back to Boca. Last time was at Boca Raton Community. This time they go to Spanish River and right the wrongs in the playoffs last year when they were up in a contest almost the entire game and gave it up. They're more mature now. Coach Ariel Cabrera, as you said, he, to me, if he wins this game, he's coach of the year in Dade County.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has
done
more with less. And at the end of the day, you know, they got a very fortunate bounce with Western getting put out late in that game, being winning the game with a minute to go, and somehow they found a way to lose. So it's just it's an incredible opportunity for Goldman, but Spanish River's not going to lay down, so they got to earn it.
I agree. First time Spanish River's been this far as well. Two excellent football programs in 7A. They got a lot of things going on. Brandon, let everybody know how they can follow you. Give them your website. Give them your social media. Let them know how they can follow you. Do some great stuff year-round.
Appreciate it, Blue. Follow me at footballhotbed.com. You can go on, log on our social media at footballhotbed. Use the hashtag hotbedworld on any platform to catch up with our content. And, Blue, we're just so excited about this weekend. It's going to be an awesome one. Can't wait.
Good stuff. We'll check in with you at the end of the month before state, and we'll do this again.
Sounds good. Thank you, Blue.
Good stuff. Brandon O'Doy from Football Hotbed does a tremendous job at what he does, covering youth football, high school football, and I see him at the University of Miami games as well. Speaking about that, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Tuesday. Coach Rudy Trevino, head coach at Miami Killian, and Coach Mike Smith, head coach at Plantation American Heritage, are next.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, taking you up to the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday evening. It's been a great show, and we continue on for our look at high school football, the playoffs, second round. One of the teams that at the beginning of the year, a lot of people said, hey, listen, what about Miami Killian? They've got a shot. They're in 2A. They've got an opportunity. They're well-coached. They got some athletes. And lo and behold, 8-2 as they head to the second round of the state playoffs on a 5-game winning streak. Head coach Rudy Trevino is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on everything so far. And I know the job's not done yet, but if I asked you early in the season where you'd be in week two, would you think that you'd be in round two?
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, okay. I really do. I've been here before, and I've seen what teams look like that are round two, round three teams, round four teams, and I think we compare, we match up well with them.
Yeah.
Skill-wise.
Well, I saw you in the Palmetto game, and ever since then, you guys have played lights out. You found yourself after the Gulliver game, went up and beat Tampa Catholic, you know, a team that's, you know, always competitive. But then from then on, you just went on a tear. You won the district. What's been the secret of this team? Because I know that, you know, obviously you don't have as many players at a school that's 2A, but you do have some quality kids.
Well, we were district runner-ups is what I would say.
Runner-ups. Okay.
The secret, man, is just hard work. Like having the kids adapt to the culture. You know, coaching what you have and developing guys throughout the season, understanding that we are in a smaller school, understanding that we may have one of the smaller rosters in the playoffs, and having guys that's able to be at more than one position in different situations in the game. And that helps, man. And we use every game in the regular season to prepare us for a game in the playoffs. So I've been in situations like this before, and I know if you don't have the depth, you got to create the depth, man. And sometimes you get caught subbing, or sometimes you get caught with a young guy in or a less experienced guy in, and which is part of football, and we get burned. But I'd rather get burned now than now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the one good thing, too, your senior class has been really good. I mean, you get a guy like Anton Smith, who's been a beast since he's a little kid. Remember him at Overtown, Booker T, a kid that's really stepped up and done a tremendous job. You look at guys like Willie Scott, who's stepped up for you in a major way. Also, Kamani Corbett. I mean, here's a kid, you can't say enough about him. 23 touchdowns this year, has done a tremendous job. Here's somebody who's been around forever. I mean, I remember him at South Dade. I remember at Homestead. I mean, he's a kid that maybe a door closed, but he never let it completely closed. And talk about people like, you know, like a Kamani or looking at an Anton Smith as leaders, because these are guys who not only get it done, but they're guys who have been around and played a lot of football.
Man, I don't know where to start, man. If I had to say one thing about both of those guys, it's adversity. Those guys are willing to run through walls and break down barriers. One's a lot more vocal than the other. But when it's time to put our head down and go to work, man, those guys work really, really hard. I think that's one of the things that those guys don't get credit enough for. They don't get, you know, their disciplines on getting better, like the levels of discipline they have to get better, the sacrifices they make to get better. They do everything I ask them to do. It kind of gets contagious. It kind of gets infectious, where it kind of affects the whole team. And, you know, I got a couple other guys that challenge them in those roles. And man, it's amazing, man, to see a kid like Kimani. You know, he was with me at Homestead, you know, went to South Dade as a sophomore, and then tears ACL last season, and you know, and within three games, he already had through for like 700 yards last season, and then tears ACL, which was like a pre-existing injury, so it wasn't a complete tear, but it scared me enough to say, hey, look, mom, dad, we got to get a surgery on his knee. Let's clean him up for his senior year. And then to come in the way he came in, man, he came in kind of working off some rust, man, and like you said, the Palmetto game was kind of tough for us. Took a little bit of different adversity, took on some adversity mid-season, and then, you know, when he got opportunity again, man, he's been lights out. He's been lights out. I witnessed that kid throw like 17 touchdowns to one interception in the last like 5-6 games.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Rudy Trevino joins us, head coach at Miami Killian. They have a game this week, 7:30 at Cardinal Gibbons, in the second round, the a game that obviously, I mean, you take a look at the two teams, kind of match up pretty good. Cardinal Gibbons relies a lot up front. When I watch you guys, you have some offensive line, but you don't have a lot of depth. What have you done this year with that offensive line? Because I remember seeing you during spring a little bit, and you didn't have as many kids, but then all of a sudden you got some younger guys and they stepped in. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, Coach, everything's one up front.
Yeah, the trenches have been really big for us. We were real thin in the spring. We were hurt. We had a couple big throwing shot put in disc. So if everybody knows, once you qualify for state in that, man, you kind of missed the whole spring season. But the younger guys that came in, man, when our older guys got hurt, like during that Palmetto game area, week three, week four area, it allowed these younger guys to get in. Man, these younger guys, man, got a lot of reps, man. Them game reps you can't replicate. As hard as you want to replicate them in practice, they're not the same thing. It's not the same emotions, not the same speed. And to have those guys for four or five games, and then we finally get healthy towards the end of the season, it's better for us now, you know, 7-8 deep, and off of the line, and guys are working, challenging each other.
Yeah. Talk about your administration, because you know as well as I do. I mean, nobody has success unless their administration is 100% on board. Talk about how that your administration has been there all the way. I know at a couple of the games that I've seen you, they've all been there on the sideline rooting you on and supporting you. Talk about that.
Man, I'm glad you mentioned that, man. I've been a part of programs where we went to went 16 weeks and administrators they're all on board. They got to be on board for you to go that far. So when I took over Killian's job, I really didn't know what I was gonna get, but man, I got more than I could ever ask for. Man, the three administrators we do have, man, they're terrific. Man, they're wonderful leaders. You know, they talk to the kids, they interact with the kids really well, they support the kids really well. Any ideas I have, you know, they're all, as long as I have a plan, they're all with it. And then we support each other. Yeah. They know I'm a big disciplinary guy, so, you know, they know I lay the law, so they got my back the same way I got theirs, man, and I'm very appreciative, man. Dr. Berth, man, Mr. Mojica, and Ms. Ovey, man, they're probably the best trio I've ever been around.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do that the Miami Killian alumni is just huge still. I mean, no matter what, I mean, they followed you guys throughout the year. They've been there throughout all the coaches, and certainly I know that they're very vocal on social media as well. But a big game on Friday, obviously, traveling up to Fort Lauderdale. I know you guys are ready for that, and certainly try to keep this winning streak going. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. You know, I've watched you in the off season. I've had an opportunity to watch your 7-on-7s over the last couple of years and how you relate to the kids and how they respect you. And certainly the coaching staff that you have together. And I've known a lot of them. I've covered a lot of them as players. Certainly wish you nothing but the best this week. Best of luck. And hopefully we talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Coach Rudy Trevino, the head coach at Miami Killian, they will travel on Friday to take on Cardinal Gibbons with a 5-game winning streak. And obviously we know Cardinal Gibbons is a type of team that is always going to get it done up front. Had an opportunity to watch them this year a couple times. Saw them against West Broward. They more than held their own. So that should be a pretty decent game. That's coming up on Friday evening. That's the Region 2 semifinals, and that should be a interesting game. Before, when we were talking with Brandon O'Doy, we kind of made mention of Region 4, 4-4A, which you can't say enough about that district. Every single team in that district made the playoffs, and every single team in that district is alive and kicking as we head to Round 2. Miami Norland will be going up against the number one seed in the district, Archbishop McCarthy, on Friday evening at Archbishop McCarthy. And then a rematch once again, a game that I went to earlier in the year, kind of a little bit rainy, American Heritage against Plantation. And if you know American Heritage, I mean, they're the defending 4A state champions.
but you don't know backstory of this team. I mean, they've been banged up all year. Lost their starting quarterback early in the year. Lost a lot of key players, but I'll tell you what, they are. Listen, the bell goes off this time of year. They're home against Plantation on Friday evening, and head coach Mike Smith is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and I guess everybody knows that you guys have had a tough year. Great schedule, but certainly a lot of injuries, and you kind of rose to the occasion, and here you are in round two, still defending your title.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You coach long enough, you're going to have years like that, and it just seems like every week we'd have somebody else going down. And you know, but the kids have battled. The kids have battled. Guys have stepped up. We've discovered some new players. When you lose guys like that, and here we are. We're in the playoffs again, and looking to do some things here in the playoffs.
And that district, like I said, I mean, what a competitive district. I mean, you look around the state, and there's no other district in the state that all teams made the playoffs, and all teams are still around in round two. That speaks volumes about both about all the teams in there. And certainly I was at your first game against Plantation, kind of a muddy night, kind of a night where we had to wait around for a long, long time before the game started. But I think that was a game that kind of propelled you guys. That game, the St. Thomas game, that showed you, hey, listen, we still have talent. We may not have the depth that we've had in the past, but you certainly kind of rallied around. Talk about this team, because this team seems pretty special.
Which, our team or their team? Because they've got let me talk about their team a little bit first. Okay. You hit it right on the head with this district. There's a lot of good young talent in this district, whether it be Plantation or McCarthy, Norland. There's a lot of good young talent, and we were impressed with Plantation the first time around. And you know, just talking about our guys. Again, we've had some younger guys step up with all these injuries, and I feel pretty good, with the guys that are getting back. We got Jonathan Plano back, the running back last week. Brandon Bennett came back last week. So, just a mix of the guys that were forced into a role, and now you blend them in with the guys that were kind of the established guys, and I think that we're in a really good place right now.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And you talk about guys like Jamar Denson and Jafar Jean Noel, who have been like mainstays of the team as far as offense. And you talk about Jonathan Bueno, who's done a tremendous job. I mean, obviously, this is a big time back who, you look back earlier in the year against Chaminade, a guy that, left nothing on the field. But talk about some of the other players. I mean, because you have some really good defensive players, like you mentioned, guys that we didn't hear about a lot last year, like Rodarian Telez or Terrence Johnson, guys who've stepped up quite a bit. Derek Nichols, who's made an impact. Talk about some of those players that have stepped up.
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, Rodarian Telez is an interesting story because he's actually a third-year guy here. He's been double-digit sacks every year. But, we've always had somebody that seemed to overshadow those guys. But he's another, Rodarian's got a double-digit sacks right now. Terrence Johnson, the kid that we got, is new to the program this year. He's got 8 interceptions. I mean, he might even have a 9th interception the other night. Has been a really good player for us. Has shown a lot of range at safety. And then Derek Nichols is a perfect example of a kid last year. We started the season and he didn't think he was going to play much. And then we had a bunch of injuries in the secondary and he's thrust into an important role last year. And now he's a USF commit. So, and then on the defensive line, Corey Simon is a James Madison commit. And he's done a really good job this year. Isaac Tannis. And then Brandon Bennett is a guy that, at linebacker that's kind of, I think he's kind of flown under the radar a little bit and that people don't realize he was a first team All-State kid at linebacker last year. But he even had to play some running back for us this year for a 4-game stretch. That's what I'm saying. We've had a lot of guys that have really kind of gotten outside their comfort zone, had to step up in the roles maybe that they were forced into. But I've just been impressed with the way the guys have responded and they've continued to battle because, there's a point when you start losing games, I mean, in the fashion that we were losing them, that, you can lose confidence as well. So, but these guys, to their credit, they've continued to push through and you know, we've always talked about adversity here, and you know, I think now you're seeing it pay off as we enter the playoff run.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Mike Smith joining us, American Heritage Plantation, defending state champions, and obviously, I mean, your schedule's been crazy, Coach. You know that. I mean, we talked about that before the season. But look where it's gotten you. It got you a 2 seed in the region. Obviously, you know, I mean, you take a look at the talent that you have, and, you know, when you have somebody like a Bennett go down at wide receiver early in the season, but then you have kids, you know, like Jamar Denson, who I think is way under the radar. I mean, and he's proven. I know he's a commitment to
Troy.
Troy in Alabama, but certainly somebody that, lifts this team up. You talk about Bueno. Talk a little bit about Leon Strotter. Here's a kid that came to you, obviously, in early middle season. Kid has great pedigree, won a state title last year at Northwestern. Talk about what he's meant to this team.
I mean, and it's, you know, Leon's a perfect example because he was put into a tough situation as well. I mean, you know, when he came over here, I think he only practiced maybe 3 or 4 days with us and then had to go play Miami Central. And, you know, you talk about a kid, and he was a winner. I mean, he won a state championship at Northwestern last year, but he's gone through, you know, he gets thrust into a whole new system and in the middle of the season. So you don't have a spring, you don't have a fall camp. But, you know, just watching Leon's progression as he's gone on here, I mean, you know, he's a kid that you're looking at now and you wish you had him for maybe a couple more years because you see that, you know, just the potential for the growth that he has. But he's been big for us and, you know, he's done a really good job of, you know, kind of picking up where Dia left off and, you know, kind of just, you know, steadying the ship. But now he's actually making plays and he's, you know, he's settling in. And again, I mean, it was a tough situation for him to walk into, but, you know, the more reps he gets with us and the more comfortable he gets, you know, you see that he's making more and more plays. So, you know, we've been happy with what we got from Leon for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what and the one thing too, is I was talking to somebody at national level the other day and I was telling them about your schedule. And I said, look at the game against Edna Carr. Okay. First of all, you were running the game with a wide receiver at quarterback.
Right.
And this is a team that's still undefeated and one of the top 5 or 6 or 7 in the nation. And I mean, you look at how you got out of the gate against St. Joseph Preps and probably one of the best comebacks that school's had. And then you went up against Chaminade in the game. Obviously that game's always going to be a war. Then the Edna Carr game, then the Central game. I mean, you guys had no time to take a breath. And especially with all the injuries that you had, I mean, to be commended. Great job for everybody involved this week. Again, rematch against Plantation. I was at that game earlier, 28-13. But certainly you guys look like you smell it a little bit more. And great job by you and a tremendous coaching staff who's always on the right page. And certainly I can't thank you enough, as always, for joining us. You're a guy who does it the right way and obviously continue to do it. And hopefully we'll talk to you in a few more weeks.
Absolutely. Larry, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the words, too. That means a lot, especially, you know, when you go through a tough season like that, just to hear some positive like that. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime, Coach. Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Coach Mike Smith, head coach at American Heritage Plantation. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward so much to the next couple of weeks in these playoffs. There's some great games, and you know what? The best teams, are going to start rising to the top. But I'm really anxious for this these next couple of weeks. This week, as I said, there's some really good games. I mean, and I know that maybe on the surface they may not look like those type of games, but next week. That badge of honor, being able to practice on Thanksgiving's everything. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Tuesday.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show. On FM 104.3 WQAM, sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Back to wrap things up with you, Larry Bruce and Trevor Harris. Trevor, let everybody know who what the the latest rankings are in the college football world.
The Miami Hurricanes are ranked number 11 right now in the CFP right now, and they would be playing, if it ended today, they'll be playing the Lane Train, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss at Ole Miss in week one of the college football playoffs. So
better than playing Texas Tech, I think.
Yeah, I don't think no one wants to go to Lubbock down here. I'll say that for sure.
I saw that last week. I appreciate that. Great show this evening. If you missed it, obviously we had all the high school football coaches on. I think we'll do that again for our Thanksgiving show, which will be coming up next Tuesday. That's our pre-Thanksgiving show. Take a look at some of the teams that get by this round. Thanks so much to Johan Betancourt, the head coach at Miami's Ransom Everglades. His team will be playing LaSalle on Friday evening. Coach Ariel Cabrero, his Barbara Goleman Gators will be up at Spanish River in Boca Raton on Friday, 6:30. Start up there. We also talked to Coach Jimmy Robertson from Boca Raton St. Andrews. The Scots will be down here on Thursday evening taking on the True North Titans. Big game at Tropical Park. We'll be down there for that contest on Thursday evening. Also talked to Coach Rudy Trevino from Miami Killian. His Cougars will be up at Fort Lauderdale Cardinal Gibbons on Friday evening for a 7 o'clock kickoff. And also talked to Coach Mike Smith from defending 4A state champion, American Heritage Plantation. They may be 5-5, but they're dangerous 5-5. And they will be playing in their rematch against Plantation on Friday evening at 7 o'clock as well. Some really good games coming up. If you're in any of the areas, you could check us out. Just go to our LarryBlustein.com. We'll have all the information for you. We'll have a lot of the breakdowns, give you an opportunity. Also, we'll run the entire state schedule coming up on Thursday. So you'll be able to see that Thursday on LarryBlustein.com. You check out our other stuff as well. Go to WQAM.com to the podcast page and get everybody who was on this evening. Even if you missed the interviews, at least you have an opportunity to catch up. So don't forget, next Tuesday, 7 to 9, it'll be our Thanksgiving show. Trevor Harris will dress as the turkey, as always, and or he'll bring the turkey. Not dress as one, but he'll bring
the noise, as always.
Bringing the noise. But that's it. We thank you so much for taking part with us, and we enjoy it. And thank you so much for your support. The feedback is great. When you listen to our podcast, it only enhances what we do here on Tuesday evening. Have a great week. We will see you next Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.